Welcome back, cliffside climbing and side-scrolling ascenders, you rappelling reconnaissance raconteurs and Sicilian defense destroyers, to another episode of Dead Man Roll No Crits. This is your pirate captain telling you all to have fun storming the castle, and joining me in making a bride of this princess is none other than the four legendary crewmates of this Dread Pirate podcast. I'm talking to Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. How are you folks?
Hey,
inconceivable.
We're there.
You all have assembled here as I wish to record another podcast. And
are we going to be fighting rats of unusual size today?
Oh, you've looked at my GM notes, have you?
We wish.
They have hats.
Yeah, we'll see how
rats and hats
their continents is. It's probably going to be more like the torture device where I'm just taking years from your life.
This is unrelated, sort of, but we watched Twister the other night. I made Twister with me. That was my first PG-13 movie in a theater. I saw it when I was I had just finished fifth grade, I think, and I went with my dad. And I don't think I've seen it since. But anyway, I made Drew watch it the other night, and Cary Elwes is in it. I totally forgot about that.
He was the bad boy of weather research.
And that was a 1996 movie, so it was 3 years after Robin Hood Men in Tights, which is my favorite movie of all time. Yeah. So.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's in that movie as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yes!
Cary Elwes gets cast as the bad guy a lot, actually.
There was one line, I mean, he has this bad Southern accent, but there was one line that he sounded very British, and I was like, hold on. What happened to your accent?
Just happy. I'm not even he knew.
Twister is a classic.
It was a fun movie. I was inspired because I saw a viral video of a cosplay at Dragon Con where reenacted.
I saw that as well.
Yep.
You gotta let her go. He's yelling at Helen Hunt.
I have to give credit where credit's due. It was posted by Upbot, which is like one of my favorite websites, and I actually organized the meetup for Upbot this year. Cool. So yeah.
What's Upbot?
Upbot.
Nothing. What's Upbot with
What's
you?
What's Upbot with you?
It's Epcot, but bot. You know. Yeah.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. But
wait, with two T's?
No, E.
Rebecca's like, I'm happy to share a thing, and everyone's like, but.
Wait, yeah. No, wait, is it not supposed to be with
Epcot?
With two?
Bot, like robot, but Epcot.
That makes more sense. Stop saying bot. But, Jabert.
They're great. They are so nice. I love them very much, and they come to Dragon Hunt every year, and they're great.
Nice. Wait, so what is it?
It's a blog. They do cosplaying crafts and
nerd
stuff.
Nerd stuff.
Yep.
Nice. All kinds of nerd stuff.
They're awesome.
Well, we took a little bit of a hiatus in our recording schedule between the other crew that we just kind of wrapped up with in the Dagon's Gullet and this new crew. So you had some time to kind of relax over this little break, and now we're getting back into it. You guys ready to play some Pathfinder?
Is that what we're playing?
Hope so.
Pathfinder.
Where have they been hanging out? Are they
edition?
Still at, where were we? Port Peril? High Harbor?
I believe when we last saw this crew, they were in Hell Harbor, yes.
Hell Harbor.
Yeah.
Something alliterative, because everything is alliterative in this game.
High Harbor does a totally different thing. That's
that's
they're
where
into
the,
something else.
The halflings smoke their pipe weed.
Yes.
This week's episode sees the crew of the Tidebreaker, Ozzy, Candoso, Sharga, and of course Captain Cassius, sailing the high seas southerly towards the territory of Alo, under the purview of one Avamar Soranash. And yeah, you guys had set sail a few days prior in search for the Isle of the Black Tower, a mythically tall tower rising from a small island in the territory of Alo. And it is indeed an accursed place that few on your crew, Cassius, are excited about your decision to visit.
Yarg.
Many of them are kind of a superstitious if not cowardly, lots. And there's a lot of hubbub on the top deck as you guys are sailing down south.
Hey, I mean, it could have been worse.
That's the hubbub sound.
Walla walla walla.
Rutabaga, rutabaga, whatever.
Her part is superstitious and brave, not cowardly. So, very excited about
this. So she's pretty sure some shenanigans are going on, but she's...
Meanwhile, Ozzy is superstitious and curious.
Yeah. I was about to say, I think she might just be ignorant of how scary this place is.
Yeah. At least it's not the Dark Tower.
Do you guys want to? Oh, did I not mention that it's also very dark? It's the.
Oh God, are we gonna run into Stephen King here?
Black Dark Tower.
I put myself in this one.
Yeah, if Stephen King runs into our ship with a speedboat while he's high on cocaine, I'm gonna be absolutely PO'd.
All the universes are connected.
I've really yet to tie our cosmic crit in with Dead Men Roll No Crits, but oh, it's gonna happen. Oh, there's gonna be eventually you're gonna find what what was the magic weapon from season one, the accursed spear of fate? Spear of fate has got to come up in this campaign, right?
Oh no,
this like falls out of the sky.
It's like, hey, what's this?
it
bifurcates Itchy Toe Craig just like.
And we've already established that the spear user is Honto. So if somebody even tries to hand me that spear, I swear to me, mom.
I don't know. I feel like you use weapons more than he does. Honto is just throwing out fists.
Yeah. Honto does have a spear. We do forget about this.
But he because it's
a family ornamental. It's a family heirloom.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, whatever.
Do you guys have any questions of
the crew? Like a whole thing, Tyler, but I don't want to get
a whole
into
damn
it.
Thing.
Do you have any questions of the crew, or is there anything you'd like to recollect upon to see if you know any info about where you're headed out?
Yeah, knowledge check. Let's start it off strong.
I can have Oz do an esoteric lore if you'd like, or a curse lore, Patrick. Yeah. Whatever you think is more viable.
Whatever, probably esoterica. Is that one that I roll?
I mean, I think that's up to you, right? Like, if I roll it and I see that I did a really bad result, then I know that what you're telling me is probably not good.
Well, what's your bonus?
23.
Pretty good.
It's kind of what he's about.
Yeah, I mean, there's tales of the Black Tower that have spread around as indeed being a very cursed place. It's said to have been raised out of the sea by an evil sorceress, perhaps centuries ago, and was so notorious that pirates would literally sail like a full day to get nowhere near this isle, for many a story of creatures flying out of this tower and taking crew members alive and drawing them back to the tower have been told over the last 100 years.
So hearing this, Cassius gets a very long rope and he literally will tie himself to the ship.
What? You don't trust me, Tyler?
Yeah.
He's been carried off before.
Yeah, and he just kind of looks around. He just looks at everybody. He shoots everybody a very stern glance.
Don't mention this stories.
Do not comment about this at all. Don't even ask a question.
It's like maybe if I tug twice, pull me back. But like he's actually been grappled by a monster who's like yanking him. So then, like, the crew starts pulling and the monster's pulling.
So now we're just fishing for monsters.
Yeah. This is actually a rope tied to a chain. And the
captain is now bait.
Yeah. I know if I just attach a rope to myself, Patrick will just be like, oh, and then I cut the rope and fly off with you. So it's rope and then chain and then Cassius in that order.
He would be a dope on a rope.
Oh.
Hey.
Do somebody else want to roll? Maybe a society or some other lore check. See if you.
What about gossip?
Oh, Rebecca, you could roll. Oh, ones.
I have ocean lore.
Yeah, I've got ocean as well. Yeah,
ocean's fine. Yeah, this is an isle out in the ocean.
Oh, well, let's do that. Oh well, natural 20 to start out my night.
I think Cassius knows well the story why the shipping lane has now become open, because maybe, you know, a few decades ago, the right brave Captain Iger decided that they had, you know, she had enough of this sorceress and decided to kill the witch, took a party of sailors, and with a magical blade ascended the tower, and none survived this assault. None escaped the tower, but it was said that the evil was slain. The sorceress was killed because they would no longer raid pirate ships. And while Captain Iger died, likely in the process, her prize sword didn't make it out of the tower, and it's probably laying wherever she perished. Iger's kiss. Was it? Captain
Bob Iger.
A-I-G-E-R.
Isn't that a Disney guy, Bob Iger?
Yeah, he's the current and also former CEO.
several times CEO. And
sometimes they're like, get out of here, Bob, you're finished. And then like 5 years later, they're like, please come back and make us money.
Yeah, I think maybe just all of the crew and yourself included have heard in the time since the Hurricane Kings meetup, where Avamar Soranash asked for the rights to the isle, it is said that the heir of Captain Iger, known as Verland Barracuda Iger, has made it very public that he's laid claim to the isle and looks to take up and recover the blade of his mother and see that her legacy remains intact. But yeah, talking to the crew, they're none too happy. You know, Itchy Toe Greg comes up to y'all and says,
I'd rather slather myself in sauce and spices from Croup's galley and spend the night on the nearby cannibal isles and step foot inside that tower. For me, of course. But home to an evil no man could best. It's said to be haunted all the more now. So good luck, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Patrick, can I just kind of declare, I guess, that Ozzy is collecting random implements from around the ship, like anti-curse implements, like
like Itchy Toe.
No, his foot powder. He just like, who took my powder from me, bunk?
Like some like worms from the tack and pinches of salt and maybe some garlic, you know.
Oh yes,
that's getting ready for like curse stuff.
That's a fun montage. It's like, you know, the kids gearing up in Monster Squad, getting all the stuff they need to fight Dracula.
he scrapes a couple barnacles off the side of the ship and then puts them in a pouch, like
licks them. Yes, that's a good barnacle.
Yeah, there's like a super tight close up of the drawstrings on the pouch tightening shut.
I like it.
Pouch is full.
Cassius says, you know that these, you know how pirates are with their tails. And as he's doing that, he pulls out like a small umbrella. And he goes, these things are surely, they're exaggerated stories meant to keep people away. And he pops open the umbrella. And he's like, from the isle, it's probably just full of riches. And he's just like scooting closer to Sharga while he's doing all this.
are you making yourself into like a three-legged race? Are you tying your leg to hers?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, maybe sleight of hand without her knowing. He's like, I am sure that the only thing that we are going to find there are corpses and, you know, of course, some traps from the person. And he's like looking up the entire time. He's not actually looking at anybody on the deck. This will probably be the easiest mission that we've ever done. And you best steal your reserve, because you're going to be richer than anyone has ever been before after we're done cleaning out this place.
I agree, Captain, and I am here by your side all the way up this mountain. But I can say from experience that while it may look intimidating, it is but a facade. And she looks wistfully off into the sky.
Right.
Yep. Ozzy's sawing off part of somebody's boot cuff.
I need that guy's leg, says Ozzy.
Oh yeah,
what?
He's Rocket Raccoon now. Leg?
Yeah. Good times. Right, it is not long into the next day of travel that you get to the location where the isle of the Black Tower is supposed to be, and indeed cresting over the morning sun here, you see what looks like a tear in the sky in the southwest. Just a black line that ascends to the heaven as you get closer and closer, as it peaks around the horizon here. It grows larger and larger in your field of view, eventually swallowed up by a small island around it. But indeed, it beggars belief. It is the tallest thing that you've ever seen before, probably in your guys' lives. As you get to the aisle, it is incredibly thin, maybe 30, 40 feet across at most, but raises above the tree line of the island about 400 feet. It is huge, huge tower.
That cannot be earthquake safe.
And it is very, very ominous, as indeed it is fully black stone rising up out of the sky. Maybe you see some blemishes here and there, and what looks like vegetation that has, you know, perhaps over the decades grown up the sides. There seems to be some growing from the top down. But you see no other features to this tower. It is just one long, unbroken shaft of pure darkness. And indeed, it unsettles much of the crew here, who are like, oh my goodness, how is that possible? that's no normal tower. That's got dark magics to it.
And this is man-made, right? It's not just a mountain.
Summoned by a sorceress.
No, it is definitely a tower. It is rounded and, like I said, thin, raises up 400 feet. I'm sorry, what did you say, Seth? By a sorceress?
Yeah, the tower was summoned, it sounds like.
More than likely, magic had to have, like, this would have been an engineering feat, you know, of the century if this was built by stonemasons. But yeah, how is this thing still intact after so long?
Cassius will bark out from underneath his umbrella. He'll say, it's just a tall tower, it's... Who cares? So it's big. Don't let your guard down.
Watch the skies, please. All right. So what's the plan here, your folks? What would you like to do? How are you tackling said tower?
Is there a convenient front door?
Well, you're still on the ship, but from afar, taking out your spyglass, you see no blemishes in the surface. No windows, no portholes, no doors, no nothing.
Well, I do have the knocker, but it would depend on how thick the walls were.
You got a big knocker?
Thank you, doctor. I've got a big knocker that can go through some stone walls, but not. It depends on how thick the stone walls are.
Okay, well, you can bring
it up. Do we have Bartleby? Oh, no, we have Candoso.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, you can do stone stuff.
Where's my...
I'm going to spell list. Hang on a minute.
I thought you... for a second, I thought you logged into Starfinder. you seemed very confused. Like, well, where are my spells? I'm playing some kind of soldier class.
Let's see. Hey, open this guy.
So okay. While you're looking at spells and whether you do have quote-unquote...
I do have shaped stone. Stone, I do have shape stone. Stone. Yeah.
Stone, yeah. Stone. What? Well, do you want to just the four of you head out into the aisle? Do you want to take anyone with you? What would you like to do?
I feel like we should take one cannon fodder or
Scrimshaw Jack puts his hand up. It's like hello. What's all this then?
Oh boy.
Who's that person that Alaris had tagging along for the longest time?
Oh, Albert. Owlbear could come with us.
Owlbear Hartshore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can definitely mule some camp supplies if you think you're going to be out in the aisle tackling this problem.
Oh, well, Cassius thinks that there's just going to be so much loot that we'll need at least one person to carry all the swag. And also, he's not carrying anything heavy down however many steps are in this tower, you know.
You don't want to climb 400 feet up, of potential stairs?
I need Shark is going to have to princess carry Cassius up those stairs. He's not going to make it.
As you wish. Yeah, no, Jack Scrimshaw wants to tag along as well, if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we got some NPCs with us.
Now's our chance.
Is it a particularly sandy path up to the tower, or is it pretty rocky and craggly?
The beach is a good mix thereof, but there is, you know, a good amount of fairly strange looking jungle around the aisle here. Let's see. Do I have anything about this jungle? Not most of my notes here about this big old tower.
Yeah, figures.
But yeah, do you guys want to get some supplies and hike in? It's not too far into the aisle from any direction you want to set up in, so you can make way in a non-hat boat, a very boring regular boat, and nice. get to the shoreline here, and it'd probably be just like an hour's hike through the jungle to get to the base of the tower, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think for now that's good. I mean, it sounds like from the legend, the Captain Iger ascended it with the help of a magical sword. Is that what I was getting off that? So
it's known as Iger's Kiss, indeed, a magical sword that was said to perhaps aid the captain in slaying the sorceress. Also known
as Old Smoochie.
Iger's Smoochums.
That's what we'll rename it if we find it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Old Smoochums.
Hmm.
But for now, let's just see what's at the base of said tower and figure out if any of the magical things we have can help us out here.
Sure. Well, let's set to explore in this jungle in a path through. Is there any exploration activities you would like to do? Anything you would like to set yourself to on the way there? There's a number, if you recall, in Pathfinder Second Edition, you can kind of do so defensively. You can like have a shield ready the entire time if you expect some kind of ambush.
Since I've got my phantom steed and I can range around pretty quickly, I will take the scouting action.
Right. All right. That gives you a bonus.
On something or other. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus one bonus to your party's initiative rolls.
Nice.
Oz will sneak.
You a little sneaky boy?
But be completely oblivious to his surroundings.
Is it actually called sneak or stealth now?
I don't remember what it is.
It's probably called stealth or hide.
There's a track ability. Let me
skulk.
This in here. Exploration activities.
Skullduggery. Yeah,
where's the list of activities?
Avoid notice.
That's what it's called.
What?
It's a good one. Just add it in the chat. Yeah.
Does Sharga have survival?
I am an expert in survival, but I only have an 18.
That's
not great, but...
That's totally fine. Cassius is going to ask that you cover his tracks. And he's also going to hide. He's also going to hide.
Would you like to make a deception check to pretend like you're not a spooked little critter there?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, we'll see how well I hide this from everybody. Oh, 18 on the dice. I am a stalwart captain.
Oh, brave Captain Cassius. We call him
Jack Shrimshaw's in the back nudging Owlbear Hartford's like, that's how you lead, man, you do. You go right up front. And you
look at him. He doesn't even care if a bunch of like demons pull him limb from limb.
He's so concerned about Sharga's backside that he's paying close attention to it, it seems.
Yeah.
Defending it like.
Yeah, I'm faking that I'm doing the defend action for Sharga, but I'm really doing the avoid notice action.
Oh, you're doing avoid notice.
Because what I have is essentially I'm crouching, and I just have the umbrella all the way down as far as I can, and I'm just kind of scuttling along defensively.
Scuttling along, doodle, loose and fancy free.
Out of the corner of your guys' eyes in the jungle here, indeed, you hear, you see shadow moving across the foliage, the tree line, maybe casting some long shadows across the leaves, the broad leaves to your east, in the direction that you're going. Maybe hear some rustling up ahead. Let's jump into initiative turn order. Let me get the map set up here.
Oh, I have a question. Does it matter that I have dark vision? Now.
It's daytime, so not as much as
you have day vision. It's important.
Wait, I thought this is like a dark place. It's not a dark place.
The dark tower.
Yeah, the jungle is.
Once we get inside the tower, it will be dark. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
it'll be
maybe dark in places the jungle is low light.
Tyler,
what's going on with me?
Tyler, you're gonna you're just getting ready for the fall, man.
I know. I'm at the precipice. Oh boy,
taking us to a little jungle map, fun little jungy map.
Oh, Hungy Seth, in the jungle. You're there with me.
We're standing at the edge, this is a Japanese movie where all the kids are like standing at the edge of the subway, and they're like a suicide cult, and they're like singing, and then they all jump at the same time.
Oh yeah,
we're holding hands. We're ready to start rolling ones any second now.
Oh, yeah, we go down together.
Yep.
Hey,
Sharga did nothing in downtime, so she's totally unaware of what's going on.
Everyone gets a plus one, so.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm going to say Sharga is distracted by Cassius looking at her butt.
You rolled perception. Those of you that were avoiding notice it, you can roll stealth, right?
Right.
I think the same number. Not only maybe that you're distracted because Cassius is looking down at what you perceive is perhaps Sharga's butt, but also because the umbrella keeps bumping into you because that's how close he is. And you're way bigger than he is, so it's just like poking you.
And he keeps saying ghosts.
Let me affix your characters maybe more in.
He's saying zoinks a lot more than usual, but
oh yeah.
Does Owlbear take the place of Scooby in this instance?
Yeah.
Jack Scrimshaw.
Well, I don't know, man.
Owlbear's like,
oh, he's Scrappy Doo. Scrimshaw
Jack is Scrappy Doo. Let me at him. I am. Let me at him. I'm a fighter. I'm a level -1 fighter. I am.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Stealth. All right. Stealth versus perception. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, my stealth is worse, so this is better.
I'm rolling stealth. Self.
Uh oh.
Rolled pretty well, but not as well as a wary Cassius, as you pick out, perhaps not in the direction that you thought, but off to the side, you see what looks like a huge squirming mass of snakes. Ugh.
That's the first time I died.
Is it a snake?
Didn't
king?
You kill me with...
let me show you guys what you see here.
Oh, no.
Oh, those aren't snakes.
That's not snakes.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're pretty close.
I don't want nature to know that's not snakes.
Those are lampreys.
It's Cassius's turn. He's first the initiative turn order. He sees snakes unless he rolls. If he takes an action to roll to identify, that is what you see. It doesn't look natural. It looks like a kind of gyrating ball of snake. A snake ball, if you will.
It does not, like, listeners, it does not look like snakes at all. It's flesh-colored. It's slimy.
It's what they call a super snake. It's when the snakes get their tails all tied together. Yeah. Snake king.
No, it looks like 20 small intestines wrapped together with teeth at the end of them.
Yeah,
you saw they all
like flesh lampreys.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
Cassius freaks out and just immediately shoots that direction. He's like, you'll never take me this time, and he just fires one off.
He's coming right for us.
I swear, if you crit, this thing is taking you to the sky.
you're getting obviously can't fly.
Sky grabbed.
Not a crit. Well, 39. I don't know.
That is a hit, even shooting through its covered position as you blast some leaves off the foliage between you and it, but you see a brackish blood spray into the air as your bullet finds purchase. How much damage are you doing here?
15. Let's stick with bludgeoning.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't seem to be very affected by that blast through the foliage. Indeed, it's going to let out a shriek, just rah, 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 rah. A second action?
Second action, I'm going to take a step just away from it, for tactical reposition purposes, and we're going to reload the pistol with something while we're stepping, and then
Are you reloading with a bullet? That seems like a good thing to reload with.
It's what I'm going to reload with.
Cool.
Is a
fork.
Is indeed a shell or whatever they call them in this game. I don't think this thing is going to be bon modable. I have a feeling.
It looks pretty aberration-y.
It looks pretty. Maybe it would know. It definitely doesn't know any of the languages I know. So I'm gonna draw my rapier in my other hand, and that'll be my three actions.
Okay, we're on to this Snake King's turn.
Oh no, I should have backed further up.
It's going to kind of come out of the foliage a little bit so you guys can see. This is not snakes at all. Indeed, this looks like an apparition made of lamprey, eels, kind of around a quivering maw. Description I can actually.
Yeah, it's called Oops All Mouths.
Oh, actually, the description calls it a coiled mass of intestines encircling a massive gaping maw.
Look at that!
Yeah.
A maw!
Do I know my internal organs, or do I know my internal organs?
I think it's
organs?
A testament to the artist that they
it is.
Portrayed Definitely it very is. Well.
Yeah. It moves forward, and this description is pretty gross. It untangles its tentacles and kind of prolapses its many mouths, turning them inside out in a nauseating display. Can you all make me a will save?
Can I roll a will save?
Can try.
Cassie select to fail.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nerves of steel. Oh, no. Charga, I need you.
38.
33.
I'm going to reroll that. Ooh,
good call.
Yeah, I mean, a two.
Yeah. That's worse.
Yeah.
30 feels good. 30 feels good.
30 is a fail, but it is not a critical fail, and you don't want to know what happens. It's so bad. Critical fail, you're not playing this episode anymore.
Great. I rerolled it.
Critical fail is stunned 5.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I guess that means stunned 5 means, is that rounds or?
I think that's rounds. Actions.
It can't be actions. Right? Oh, I guess that.
I think it's like actions.
Maybe.
3 rounds, you can't do anything. And then on 4th round, you have a single action.
Yeah.
But just a fail. I guess it's still pretty bad. Failure is stunned 3.
Oh.
Sickened 1, Sharga. Everyone else has rolled a success and are sickened 1.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Sickened 1 as the condition. And of course.
Wait, sickened 1 for me?
Yes, everyone is sickened 1. You're also stunned 3. Okay. This thing's plaintive wail seems to have called forth its friend, because of course there is another.
Of course
they
there's
are,
not. Yeah.
They are clever girls as one flies down from the cliff face.
No! Above you
here. Like literally flies?
Yeah, just a flying mass of snakes that comes right up to Cassius.
I swear.
What we got here? Oh my gosh, a jaw attack? Tentacle mouth, they have the grab ability. That's interesting.
Oh,
grab.
I'm not surprised.
Just grab you, huh?
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm about to
get grabbed
and be flown off with.
Ooh, that's 15 on the dice. What is Cassius's armor class?
I really need to upgrade my armor class. 32.
Well, not a critical hit. That is a hit, though. I'm gonna do some damage. It's not too bad. It's not too bad at all, Tyler. 9 points of... Oh, no. This is much more. Not 9. 9 plus... It is 22 points of piercing.
Okay.
Getting these dice correct? Yes. It is 4 points of chaotic and 9 points of acid damage as this thing latches onto you, lamprey-like, and starts sucking its tentacles and its jaws kind of leeching onto you. I do not have the action economy to grab. It's still an action, I believe, to grab. So this one moved twice, which means it's out of actions.
You guys ever go to the hospital for a chaos injury?
I've got 12 chaos damage, please. Please treat it. Okay, that is going to take us to Osric's turn. Osric, you are next. You see these things flying out of the jungle.
Hey, I'm going to use my class ability.
Hey, that's good. It's a good time to do it.
Let's do an exploit vulnerability. I'm going to roll esoteric lore. Oh, that is the second to worst thing I could roll for that. You know what? I'm going to reroll that. Okay. It's that important to the class. Not much better, but 30.
Is this just in place of a general knowledge check for these things?
Yes, but it's against the standard DC for this creature's level.
Well, I have the recall knowledge for the creature, and that is just a success.
Okay, so what, I figure.
What would you like to know? This is a Nyogoth.
Okay, cool.
It's an aberration.
See, I knew it was an aberration. You recall an important fact about the creature learning its highest weakness.
Maybe it's not an aberration.
But not its other weaknesses, resistances, or immunities.
This is a specific kind of monster called a clip-off.
Clip-off, yeah.
A clip-off. You want to know what weakness? Is that what you're saying?
Its highest weakness.
Well, this thing is weak against lawful damage.
Hmm.
Lawful 10 weakness.
Hmm. Okay. Got it. So, in that case, he's going to go ahead and, with that same action, he's going to take some of the sand from an hourglass from a courtroom, and
it's the most legal sand you're allowed to own.
I'm just
going to
run it along the blade of his rapier.
Scratchy.
And we'll step up and making a
dex, tacking, making.
Oh, that's a really bad roll. 27.
Fortunately, that is not enough to hit, as these things just wiggle right out of the way from your blade.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Let's see. Hold on a sec. Okay. Nope. I don't have another thing I can do. All right. Cool.
Identified its weakness. If you do want to share with the other folks, I don't know how much they'd be willing to to take part in it.
He'll tell everyone it's like that. It's weak to lawful creatures and
be very respectful of the law around it.
Damage metered out by lawful means.
this is not easy for pirates to take on. They're not very well known for being lawful. But
unfortunately, it doesn't really give me the success I got. Doesn't give me any other information about the creature. Only the weakness. So
okay, Candoso. I'm sorry. I think I didn't realize you guys both rolled a 39. But maybe that's for the best. You got a little bit more information going into your turn, Jabert.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that Jabert would have told me to go first anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking at spells over here, says Jabert.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Called it.
Ooh. So they're, but they're just sort of like squeeching around on the ground, is that right?
Nope, they are hovering. Okay. Yeah, just like a foot or so above the ground.
Okay.
It says in its description that these are far from stupid beasts and can orchestrate cunning ambushes. And I believe I pulled the raptor ambush from Jurassic Park. So they are indeed clever girls. One of them distracted Cassius. The other one swooped in for its meal. It's as tactical as I get.
I'm
going to
swoop right in.
What's Candoso got?
I have got thinking about Wall of Wind, maybe. Just like split them up, but we're sort of in like a jungle. You just go around the wall. So let's see. It's 60 feet long, though. It might take them a couple of turns to get around it. Or I could blast on them.
Blast on these fools.
Yeah, I could just start blasting.
I could blast.
Here I go, I'm blasting again.
You know, I think I'm going to blast. I'm just gonna do a tempest surge. Perhaps
little tempest surge.
This one right over here. Yeah,
just a reflex save.
Indeed, it is a reflex save.
Shoop, 8 on the dice. What is the DC?
My DC is 33.
I have failed.
On reflex save. Tempest surge worked.
Yeah. All right. Tempest so he's
surge.
Clumsy tempest 2 surge. For one round, and 7 persistent electricity damage.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh boy.
Oh my land.
Where's my roller? My high roller.
Oh, that's a lot of D12s.
Oh, yeah. Pretty average damage, 45 points of electricity to that guy.
Black. Okay, yeah, it doesn't, nothing seems to be stopping that damage from going through. As this thing is shocked, you see some of these tentacles like going straight as they're kind of riggered out, shocked into a board, a plank-like state.
Yeah,
it's taking all that damage. 40.
Cool. I guess my last action, maybe I should have done this first. You said it's occultism to recognize what it is.
This is actually religion. I had it wrong. If I said occultism, so do you want me to roll that for you? Recall knowledge. I bet he does.
Uh oh.
Want to do it and then tell
Patrick, me. Sorry, Sorry.
Patrick, I would argue.
Yeah.
That the gods use lightning to punish mortals, and what is more lawful than a god?
I don't know.
I think lightning is the most lawful of the elemental damages.
I feel like it'd be pretty lawful. Stone. What's your bonus to religion there?
21.
Okay. Yep. You know these are indeed clip-offs. Nyagoth clip-offs. Fiends from another plane. And you know. Good number of things. What would you like me to tell you about these?
I guess I'd like to know about special attacks, I guess.
Okay.
And maybe a unique defensive thing that we should know about.
I think I'm going to give you a couple here. Probably very useful.
Yeah. DR. Just because it sounded like I rolled high.
So. Physical resistance 10,
woo!
Except for cold iron. And it has a caustic blood that if you pierce or slash its skin, it can spray its acid blood on you, dealing some damage. You got basic reflex save. So you do need to be adjacent to it for that to work. But these things are full on alien rules.
All right. I'm going to relay that to everybody. Like, watch out with the slashing. They're strong to your sticks and stones.
Is it a slashing and piercing or just slashing?
If they take damage from they can do their reaction. They have full physical 10 resistance. So.
Right.
That's going to bring us to Sharga.
I have no actions. End of turn. Right.
I forgot. Well, good news is you're not going to slash at it and take some acid.
That is
damage.
Good news. Yes.
Yeah. I pat Sharga on the back. I'm like, good work.
Well, she can resist acid damage. She's the best one.
Oh, that's right.
I'm raging, and I'm not raging right now.
Well, so. Start raging.
So, but the way that stunned works, I think it falls off one each turn. Yep. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So next turn you'll be stunned too.
Is stun an action still for or a rage still an action?
Can
you do it? Okay, you can't do it for free. Cassius, we're back to you. Top of the turn order. Your guard has stopped in her tracks.
Yep, I'm going to try to tumble through. Right, I'm going to try to throw the umbrella in its face as I try to tumble through as a distraction.
Okay, against its reflex.
37 against your reflex DC.
That is a success.
All right, zwomp. And okay. That's one. I gain panache. That's an important part to this.
Look at you.
If I do piercing damage, but a different creature is adjacent to the creature, does it get sprayed with acid?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah, everyone adjacent's getting
okay, luckily
sprays.
I can do bludgeoning damage.
I've hurt a lot of people with my shattering mirror thing. It's fine.
I can do bludgeoning, so it's literally not a problem. With the gun, I have a pokey pokey that
allows you to turn yourself around.
Oh, good joke. I'm gonna. I can't. You know what? Boy, this is. Let's figure out how bad the acid splashy is.
Oh yeah, let's test the acid waters.
Let's test the acid waters. I'm gonna make a sword strike. I'm gonna make a strike. 35.
That is a hit. What? I'm sorry, Jabert. You said. Did you say I'm sluggish too?
Clumsy too.
Clumsy too. I was like, I don't remember a sluggish condition. Does that affect AC at all? No. It does.
Does, yes.
35 5. That is still not a crit. So how much damage is it taking here, Tyler? It looks like you've rolled a 14.
Yeah, plus 4 from Panache, so 18 altogether.
Okay, so 8 of that getting through. And can you and Ozzy make me a reflex save?
37.
Success for Cassius. What about Ozzy? 26 looks like a fail. 26. Okay. You're splashed with acid, taking 23 points, Ozzy, and 11 for Captain Cassius. So you save against that.
Oh, I mean, it's a reflex save, so I take nothing.
I was about to say, if it's basic, yes, you're good.
Alrighty.
Third action?
And that third action is going to be a finisher with the gun.
Gun finisher, you say? Gun
finish. Yeah.
Sounds like a Japanese anime name. My gun finisher.
Nine on the dice, 33.
That is a hit.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait until my turn. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That is going to be.
It doesn't look. Wait, is there a attack penalty on this?
Oh, crap baskets. Yeah. No.
Well,
because I'm a dummy.
If this is your second attack, I think this might be a miss.
This might be a miss. I'm going to reroll it then, if that's
okay with you. No, that's actually figure out what the number was, because is this minus 4 or minus 5?
It would be minus 4, so it would be a 29.
Okay, with this, and that includes your second with the clumsy, that is a hit still.
Okay, sweet. We're still in business.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll remember how to play one of these days. That is 18 and 18 for 36 and 2 is 38.
38 damage. Nice.
28 going through, and that'll be my whole kit and caboodle.
All right, no splashback from that as we go on to its turn.
What I was going to bring up real quick, Patrick, is that I forgot, because it turns out we switch back and forth between characters, and sometimes I forget what Oz has. He has Resolve, which means that he technically got a critical success on that will save initially. I don't know if that changes anything. Like, is he not sickened?
Correct. If it's sickened one, I mean, it would have gone away anyway. But yes, critical success, cool. Nothing happens unaffected.
All right. I didn't know if I was still sickened or not. But okay. Anyway.
No, because you had a turn. I think everyone's done with sickened.
Sweet.
Sickened. Okay. Let's see here. What are they going to do on their turn? I wonder. That is not as exciting. Only Cassius did damage to this one to the south here, but I feel like it's got easier prey in Sharga, who is afraid, perhaps, of it. So they're going to take one cast, any spells, any magic. Just move in. Yeah, I think we're going to move into Sharga, make a bite attack, 20 bite attack, 6. What is your armor class for Sharga?
33.
Okay, and you are... Stun does not do anything to your action.
I think that I'm no longer stunned because I took all three of my stunned actions.
No, it's you regain one per turn. Reduce to 2.
No,
each
I
time
just
you
read
regain
the text.
Actions, reduce the number you regain by your stunned value. Oh, so this is done differently from slowed. You're right.
Oh, is it like staggered then, or I don't
so
know?
So I was
that's why
3, but I took my 3 actions on my first turn, and therefore I am no longer stunned.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. Why they could also stun 5 you. okay, so regardless, it moves up and rolls a 6 on the dice. So that's gonna be a mess. It bites. I guess you do have action back.
Do I get
so
an opportunity? An attack of opportunity?
For what?
For them moving up to me?
No.
Oh.
No.
How far away were they?
I mean, you don't typically get action attack of opportunities for someone moving to you. If it moved like past you or around you or through you, yes, but correct.
Yeah, they have to leave a threatened space.
And it's not doing that. It's going to take its third action, second attack to hit you. 33, you said. Not a crit. 18 on the second attack here is just going to be your regular damage. Okay, let me just roll these d6 at once. It's a bunch of d6. Okay, 3, 5. 20 points of piercing damage, 8 points of acid damage. I imagine not a lot of that's going through, and 5 points of chaos damage. Chaotic damage.
Hold on. 20 plus 8. I'm not raging, so I have no resistance. So okay. 20 plus 8 plus...
28 and 5. Yeah, so 33 in total. Captain Cassius, let's bite you. Let's bite you real good. Did a lot of damage to this thing, Tyler.
I would like you to roll a 1. I just want to put it out there.
9 on this first attack. Your armor class is 33 as well.
3 now that I'm not sickened.
Good. Good for you. That is a hit on the first attack.
Is an attack a manipulate action?
No.
Okay.
I manipulate your face with my fist.
I will roll this damage as well.
Are you going to, don't forget to spend an action to grab me so you can fly off.
I'm not going to forget, Tyler. Don't you worry. 21 points of piercing, 11 points of acid, 2 chaos. Oh my
God. Okay. I'm into double digits.
And indeed, it does wrap its sweet, sweet tentacles around you as, I guess it's third action. It's going to, well, that was a bite. It's going to get its tentacle mouth in on the action. Do a tentacle mouth attack. There's a 2, Tyler. That's a miss.
I don't get an opportune riposte, though, on a 2.
Okay. It is still taking this persistent damage, and I guess its clumsy goes to 1. Oh, that is Osric.
We're going to start off by intensifying vulnerability, which means that I produce my implement, which is, in this case, my sword, and this is going to give me, it takes an action, but it gives me +2 to attacks against the target of my exploit vulnerability until the beginning of my next turn. So basically, nice. I can make 2 attacks at +2. So let's try it.
Swing time.
Oh, 31.
Is that with your +2 or?
Yeah, 31.
That's a miss.
Amazing rolls me. Ooh, well, I mean, that's
a little better. Oh, natural 20. Yeah, this first one.
God, I wish I could take that critical damage.
you swipe out and fail with your first swing, but the backswing, you're just slicing off multiple tentacles here.
So that is 41 piercing damage, but it also sets off their lawful weakness.
Okay.
So you would reduce the piercing damage, but then also apply the weakness.
Okay, so those cancel each other out. So it's just taking all this damage and 41. Oh,
it's weakness 10.
Yep.
Got it. 41.
41. Okay, that is enough to bloody this thing and potentially acid bloody you guys. Can Cassius and Ozzy make another reflex save for me?
I can this time.
That is a success.
And so can Cassius.
2 successes, so you still might take a little bit of damage here, mm-hmm. Ozzy. Mm-hmm. Cassius is good. 9 points of damage. Acid okay. damage.
I'll take 9.
All right. That's all 3 reactions. I will take us to Kendo. So.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to move around to here. And ooh. I'm going ooh. To... So I've got them both lined up in a line.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm going to Lightning Bolt.
True classic.
It will say a level 4 Lightning Bolt.
So 2 reflex.
2 reflex saves.
Ooh, yeah. This could be a very quick combat, depending on how these dice go. 2. Oh, maybe not.
So close to that 1.
Maybe not.
2 crits.
19 and 17. Probably not. What's your
33? DC?
No, I'd have to roll 43. These are 2 successes, so okay. Still taking damage.
All right, take a little damage. Yay! Okay. So let's see. This is 5d12 for the level 4 version. So
5 12s. 5.
God.
12s, 5. Yeah, 2 12s.
Yeah, that's very good. So yeah. Looks like 15.
15 each. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And that's my turn.
Good bolt.
Okay. This one 15.
Didn't even damage a teammate.
Yeah, this one, the one to the north, yeah, between Ozzy and Cassius, this one's very, very weak off. One in front of Sharga is still mostly full health, but Sharga's next, so maybe not for long. Rebecca, we learn how to play Pathfinder, second edition. How often does stun come up?
First time anybody was stunned?
We probably got that wrong.
Sharga is going to, let's see, her eyes go from red to deep black color as she enters a rage state. And this one is right in front of her. She is going to first... This is risky, but I'm going to... Oh, is this stupid? That's stupid.
What?
I was going to say she's going to howl and attempt to demoralize both the snake creature things.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Don't know if this is going to have any effect. Can we just double check real quick?
Oh, why not?
That's what I was afraid of. Like
They are immune to something in this. Intimidation has auditory, concentrate, emotion, fear, and mental tags. So for demoralize.
So they're immune.
Immune to something in there. It doesn't seem to take notice of your howl.
All right. Well.
Third action.
It's worth a try. I'm going to then bring down my great axe upon the one right in front of me.
The wonderful axe.
So that is a
36
hit.
To hit. All right, so that does 25 acid damage, not slashing.
Whoa, hey, look at you. Okay, that's all going through.
Look at that.
Cleave.
Tasted their own medicine.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. You said acid. Oh, no. It does no damage. I'm so sorry.
I'm afraid of that.
I'm so sorry, Rebecca. You found all of its immunities in like one turn. Oh, no.
It's efficient. Oh, no. Got him out of the way. Efficiency. It's key.
It's made of acid.
Well, I didn't want to slash at it. I mean, what was I going to do?
And because you did no damage to an enemy this turn, your rage ends. I'm joking.
Can you imagine?
That's some Baldur's Gate 3 nonsense.
You just have to attack an enemy. You don't have to do damage.
That's true.
Cap and Cassius. This one's
reload my weapon. I can't go anywhere because I'm grabbed. So reload for one action and sheesh. Well, I'm kind of in a pickle. How do you get out of a grab in this game? Athletics,
acrobatics. It does count as an attack action, just FYI. And you're
okay.
You're rolling against its fortitude. I forget.
Okay. Well, I feel like we should be a little heroic here, as we know this creature is weak, right?
It's taking a lot of damage.
It's taking a lot of damage. So let's just go all in on the stabbings.
Okay.
Stabbing the first. It's not clumsy anymore.
5 on the dice.
30?
The miss.
All right, well, we can do better than that. Stabbing the second. Come on. One time. I actually did roll the right roll this time.
Hey,
33.
That's a hit.
Yeah, but it's only 6 points of damage after your reduction. Is that enough? Okay.
No, it's up and it sprays blood all over you. Can you and Ozzy make me a reflex save?
Nope, already used its reaction, Patrick.
Oh, because you attacked it, didn't you? Never mind.
Third attack. Please, oh. Besmara,
no,
guide
third
my blade into the small intestines of this intestine creature.
No third attacks.
Oh.
Get that
into
out of
the
here.
Small this intestine thing, this large intestine.
Yeah, this thing is all large intestine. There's no small intestine happening here.
Okay, it's on to my turn. It's grabbing the captain. I think we're going to take it to the sky, right?
God, I mean, you are the worst!
Seems like a pretty good time. No, it's going to incapacitate you first. Make it so you're not fighting back. Let's make some bite attacks.
Gets Captain Cassius.
Oh,
chomp.
13 is going to be a hit. You got no damage reduction, so I'll give you this as all a oner.
Please.
39 points of damage in total here between...
Oh, you rolled well.
Piercing, acid, and chaos. Still up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what? We're on to bite the second.
I need you to miss one time. If you miss one time, then I will live.
Ooh, yeah, that looks like a miss to me. 7 on the dice.
31?
Yeah, it's a miss. Third attack.
All right, we'll survive this.
7 on the dice. That's a miss.
Yeah, we're still in it.
Okay, and it is
stonks.
Still taking that acid damage, Tempest Surge, paying off. And the one down here is going to try its best to eat a Sharga. Actually, is it going to eat a Sharga? They do have some fun spells, but none that fun. None that fun is eating. Let's do a bite. Bite on Sharga. Okay. That is just a hit. 8 on the dice. And how much acid resistance do you have, Rebecca?
7. Wait, I think 7. Let me double check.
Okay, that. Well, I've rolled 9, so you're taking 2 acid, 1 chaos, and 25 piercing from this first attack. It is going to
piercing resistance too. So
there you go.
7.
What did I say it was 25 total. So 25, 9, and 1. You have 7 piercing resistance.
Yeah.
18, 2, and 1. That's pretty good. Okay. It's going to grab you for its second action and then do a tentacle strike for its third. Tentacle strike. Ooh, natural 20. There's my crits. Tentacle mouth coming at you. It is mostly the same damage, is slightly less. So this is going to be 46. All right. You're taking none of this acid, but... Well, actually, it's double. Nope. None of the acid.
Acid, but...
Oh, my calculator. I've been not using it at all tonight. This is 46 piercing and 12 chaotic damage. That is its full turn, though. Osric, we're on to you. You and Cassius have got this one. You've not been flanking with it, but you've been cutting it down to size. Maybe cut off the vast majority of these little lamprey-like appendages.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm. Some of them still wiggling on the ground.
I'm just trying to think of like the best tactical use of my time. I guess I'll just intensify vulnerability again.
Okay.
And let's do some strikes. 43.
Critical hit.
Nice. Okay.
That's pretty good use of your time. I don't know, just critting multiple times in this combat.
So that's 43 piercing damage.
Yeah, that one
but
is.
But also lawful, blah, blah, blah.
Destroyed.
Okay.
You cut right up through the middle of its mouth thing and then just 50 pounds of intestines drop to the ground with a wet splorch.
Ugh.
But some of them are still wrapped around Cassius, so.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and sidle around to start flanking this gross thing with Sharga.
Okay, Candoso, there's one left here, Jabert.
Oh boy.
There's just the one. Just the one.
I'm excited because this is the first time I haven't had to use personal antithesis because we're fighting something that actually has a weakness. And there's two of them.
Real
and that means that I'm already doing lawful damage, so I don't need to do all that crap again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for another Tempest Surge.
When you guys were like deciding the what characters went on which, like this is didn't even factor into like why I was like, oh, maybe Ozzy should go here. There's like all other kinds of Kurt stuff going on. Okay, reflex save for me. I failed.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. Let me just double check here. No.
Not a critical.
It is not a critical. It was DC 35?
33.
Not a critical, just a fail.
Okay. Well, 48 points of electricity.
Ooh.
7 persistent, and then back to clumsy.
No.
Sharga, take him down.
That's so much stuff on a fail. What? Is it, Tempest Surge OP. Anything anything for your third action?
I don't think that is what anybody's takeaway from
Tempest Surge is. OP. Get rid of it. Get it out of the game. Get it out of it. Third action.
I was thinking about casting guidance on Sharga, but I don't have that one. And so,
okay.
I'll just put up a shield. Put up a shield.
Sharga has got so much stuff going for her here now, as you've got a friend flanking on the backside of this creature, Rebecca, and it's also clumsy, which gives it a -2 to its AC.
Am I still grabbed though?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do I need to escape the grab before I can do anything, or can I swing my axe at it?
Grab gives you the immobilized and flat-footed condition, so it's a little minus to your armor class, but it does nothing to your attacks.
All right, I'm just going to attack at it then.
Yeah.
Flail wildly with my great axe.
I guess 41? Manipulate actions also have a fail chance, but attacking is not manipulate. 41, that is a critical hit.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Finally, she does something useful in this.
Not acid fight. Damage. Not acid damage.
No, I'm doing slashing damage. I'm willing to take acid.
This seems like a lot of damages. Are you sure this is correct?
Yeah, that's 75.
Oh.
Is that right?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Okay, so 10 of that is getting taken away, right?
Back to the calculator.
Okay, it's still alive, but it's splurting acid all over you and Osric. Can you guys both make me a reflex save?
30 for Sharga.
There's a fail from Sharga.
Oh, there's a success from
Osric. We found the magic number.
Yeah, it's 31. You've rolled 30 for Sharga. And everyone here. All right, so 66. 17 for Ozzy and 8 for...
No, other way around.
Yeah, 8 for Ozzy. Sorry, 17. So I guess just the
10. But I have 7 acid resistance, so just...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, second action.
I'll strike again. Why not?
Why not?
It worked real well for you. This thing is also real weak. Oh, boy.
monster.
Critical hit. I was about to say, this is...
75 minus, again.
minus 5, and it's got minus 2. It's also flat-footed. Okay, 75 again, you say. Well, the funny thing about that is it had 72 hit points left. It's also destroyed.
I was really losing faith in Sharga there.
All right, well, there. I never doubt. The secret to make the combats go longer is stop Sharga from taking action
for a while. Right?
That first one took you 3 rounds to kill. This one took you like 1 round. All right. Yeah. As these things are still wriggling on the ground as you have sliced them into hundreds of pieces.
Oz is going to start shish kebabbing the individual lampreys.
Skewering. Owlbear, Heartshorn, Jack Scrimshaw come out from behind the bushes and are like, oh, gross! Gross that is! All of this while at this time of the day, a shadow from the east, no, from the west, wherever the direction the shadow comes from, has fallen east on you from the tower as the day has gone on here. Looming over you in the distance, maybe a quarter mile away. We're going to get to that black tower and its contents and whatever foul fiends are inside of it, because surely there are more than just these two. But all that is a tale for another time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits. That gonna be all she wrote.
Yarg.
Yarg. Yar. Cassius holds up a small white sign that says, I need healing.
Same.
Yes.
And those is just like, opens up his mud bag.
He's just going to like, and then I'll just pound it into the ground as a reminder after I take my nap.
Jack Scrimshaw is like, I can reverse Scrimshaw. Yeah. Is that healing? Not carving you up, but carving you down?
Can he nano lathe? Like,
yeah,
he can give you a pretty cool tattoo. That's going to do it for us, guys. Thanks for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Listeners from Patreon Pirates to Freebie Captains, thanks for sticking with us. We're high in the 150s now, I think, in this episode. And we've got much more to explore on the Isle of the Black Tower. Until next time, everyone. So long. Farewell.
Yarg.
Need to say.
Off Wietersen.
I don't like Auf. The penis monsters.
That's Auf Wietersen.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Oh, maybe I should rewrite this adventure.
Oh no, there's going to be a lot more penis monsters. Oh no.
Well, I mean, other genitalia monsters, perhaps.
Oh, we're going to be attacked by the vagina monster from the wall, aren't we?
It's the vagina velociraptors that are going to get us.
The vagina raptors.